Let's listen back to the highlights. Pitching matchup, Tylor Megill against Cutter Crawford. After Megill set down the Red Sox in order in the top half, Francisco Lindor extended his hitting streak to 15 games with a base hit to lead off the bottom of the first inning. Brandon Nimmo then worked a walk, and Mark Vientos singled out to right field. Three batters into the game, the Mets hit the bases loaded, and Pete Alonso went down on strikes for the first out. Mets looked to cash in. Jesse Winker next to the plate.
2-2 to Winker, the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball, pretty well hit to left center. Durant going back onto the track, at the wall, he jumps. It is gone! A grand slam! Jesse Winker hits it off the railing above the orange stripe near the 370 mark. A salami for Jesse Winker here in the first inning. And the Mets are off to a 4-0 lead.
Yeah, it might have just been in the first inning, but that's our turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM. Between 11:30 and noon, and be the 22nd caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game at Citi Field. Mets turning point of the game, sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. Not only was it our turning point, but it was also the smash of the game, presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. A grand slam for Jesse Winker, and the Mets ahead 4-0. How came back with a couple of ground balls to end the first inning, but the Mets had a four spot in the first. After a scoreless second, Emmanuel Valdez and Nick Sogard led off the third with base hits. That put runners at first and second for Jaron Duran.
So here come the Red Sox. Table set now for the top of the order. 4-0 Mets. Nobody out. Here's Jaron Duran. First pitch from Megill. Duran rips one down the right field line. That's a base hit. A one-hopper fair toward the corner and bounces over the wall for a ground rule double. Alonso has his hands way up in the air in the grass behind first. It was Taylor in right field chasing after it. So it's an RBI double for Jaron Duran, a ground rule double. He's at second. Sogard gets to third. Valdez scores. And the Mets lead is now 4-1 in the third inning.
RBI for Duran. Boston on the board and threatened for more. Second and third with nobody out. Red Sox then receive back-to-back sac flies from Rafael Devers and Willier Abreu to make it a 4-3 ball game. Megill did hold them there, though, with a strikeout of Tyler O'Neill to end the top of the third. Houck responded with a shutdown inning in the bottom half. 4-3 Mets after three. Megill and Houck faced the minimum in the fourth. Houck did so by striking out the side. On to the fifth inning, Megill faced one more batter and allowed a base hit to Emmanuel Rivera to lead off the inning. Carlos Mendoza then very aggressively went to his pen. He called on the lefty Alex Young. Nick Sogard, the first to greet him. He popped out for the first out of the inning. Jaron Duran then singled through the right side. That put runners at first and second with one away in a one-run game for Rafael Devers.
First pitch by Alex Young. Swing on a ground at a second, should be two. McNeil the second one. Lindor to first, double play. 4-6-3, and that retires the side.
Alex Young with a two ball, and the Mets ahead by a run at the halfway mark. Mets threatened against Houck in the fifth. Two-out double by Francisco Lindor and an infield single by Brandon Nimmo. Put runners at the corners with two outs, but Mark Vientos grounded out back to the mound to end the fifth inning. Alex Young returned for the top of the sixth and walked the pinch hitter Rob Ruffsnyder. Carlos Mendoza went to his pen once again. He called on righty Waskar Brazoban. Tyler O'Neill the first to face him. He worked a walk to put runners at first and second. Masataka Yoshida then flied out for the first out of the inning. Still two out there, though. Runners at first and second for Tristan Casas.
First pitch hit on the ground towards short. Lindor's got it. Steps on second. Throws the first, double play. And for the second straight inning, the Mets get out of trouble via the ground ball double play. And the Red Sox come up empty in the sixth.
Second straight inning with an inning-ending double play for the Mets. Brazoban out of the sixth. Tanner Houck was done after five. Zach Kelly took over and set the Mets down in order. Still 4-3 Mets after six. Brazoban back out for the seventh. He allowed a leadoff single to Connor Wong. He then struck out Emmanuel Valdez, and Carlos Mendoza went to his pen once again. He called on the lefty Danny Young. Alex Cora countered with Romy Gonzalez.
Payoff. Bouncing ball right side. McNeil's got it. Backhand flip to second for one. Lindor to first. Out is the call at first. And we'll see if Boston wants to challenge. If this stands, it's the third consecutive double play to end an inning. Boston is not going to challenge, I don't think. and the inning is over. Wow, another double play. This one goes 4-6-3. We go to the bottom of the seventh.
Three double plays consecutively to end innings for the Mets. That's our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, as the Mets just continued to figure out ways to get the ball on the ground and erase these Red Sox rallies. Mets picked up a hit against reliever Justin Slayton in the seventh, but nothing else. We were on to the eighth with the Mets ahead by a run. And once again, Carlos Mendoza sent the reliever back out there. Danny Young returned to the mound. He set down Jaron Duran and Rafael Devers for the first two outs of the inning. Then the rotation of Mets relievers continued. This time it was Phil Maton called out of the pen to record the final out. Rob Ruffsnyder, the first to face him, he singled out to right center. Tyler O'Neill then followed with a base hit of his own with a single to left center to chase Ruffsnyder over to third. There were runners at the corners with two outs for Masataka Yoshida.
1-2 to Yoshida. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball looped towards short. Lindor leaps and makes the catch, and that retires the side. Nothing spectacular. It was a soft line drive. Lindor timed his leap perfectly and didn't exactly have to pogo stick his way to the ball. He makes the play easily, and the Red Sox leave two aboard in the eighth.
Another jam escaped by Mets pitching and give an assist to Harrison Bader out in right center field, because on the ball by Rob Ruffsnyder, he cut it off before it could get to the warning track. It held Ruffsnyder to a base hit, just a single. Now, the next batter was Tyler O'Neill. We can't guarantee anything, but it would appear that had Ruffsnyder been able to stretch that into a double, he would have scored on the O'Neill base hit to tie the game. Rather, he went first and third, and then Phil Maton was able to escape the jam. Now, Kenley Jansen was on for the Red Sox in the bottom of the eighth inning to try and keep this a one-run game. Brandon Nimmo led off and worked a walk. Mark Vientos then singled up the middle to put two on against Jansen. Two out there. Pete Alonso went down on strikes for the third time tonight. With one out, Jesse Winker walked to load the bases for Tyrone Taylor, who drew a walk of his own. That played at Brandon Nimmo and made it 5-3 Mets. Third walk of the inning, and ahead by a pair, Kenley Jansen was done. Alex Cora went to the 44-year-old left-hander Rich Hill. He was out of the pen for the Sox. He faced Jeff McNeil, and like Kenley Jansen, he walked in a run to make it 6-3 Mets. It was a four-pitch walk to McNeil. Mets had a 6-3 lead with just one out. The walks just kept on coming. Then Francisco Alvarez worked a bases-loaded walk to make it 7-3. That's where the walk parade came to an end, but the runs didn't, because Harrison Bader hit a sack fly to left to make it 8-3, and Rich Hill was done. Greg Weissert took over. He was the third reliever of the inning for Boston. He faced Francisco Lindor, who lined out sharply to right field to end the rally in the eighth inning. But all those walks provided us with our insurance runs of the game, presented by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Well, Edwin Diaz was hot. Carlos Mendoza was able to use him, despite the fact that it wasn't a save opportunity because of the Mets' off day heading into the Cincinnati series on Friday. So Diaz on in what was no longer a save situation with a five-run lead. He walked the leadoff hitter, Tristan Casas, but he shut the door there with a couple of 100-mile-per-hour fastballs, as it all came to an end when he struck out Romy Gonzalez for the final out, and the Mets completed the sweep of Boston and picked up their seventh consecutive victory.